Put Fat Albert on to create awareness for all the women that have been suffering through the hardship that is the Me Too movement, and then you had to go and destroy it by fat shaming people with that video selection afterwards. Where is your head at?
No. I am turning an otherwise unfortunate circumstance, falling off of a swing set through a trampoline,
yes.
And I'm helping these people get exposure, turning their lemon into some diabetic lemonade.
There is such a thing as bad diabetic press, I think. That was a good one. I really enjoyed it. I suppose, are you still, are you having a pre-Oscars glow right now?
Post-Oscars glow?
I don't know what pre or post means. I'm post-op.
You know what? It's only 364 days till the next Oscars.
Jesus fucking Christ. What was that, 4 hours?
It was just under 3.5 hours long.
Oh, man. I thought they didn't have a fucking host. How is that possible?
They filled it with a lot of other things. They also took commercial breaks after almost every single award.
Yeah, I saw.
So there were tons of that. I feel like even more than usual this year. There were tons of commercials. And what I don't understand is we now have commercials everywhere. Everywhere. The pop-ups that come up on your laptop when you're looking at a news story.
Yes.
Not only are there ads, the entire perimeter of the page, there's the pop-up videos that have an ad before the actual interview or the video. There's then like blocks of ads in between text of an article. It's just like, when is it enough, Bill? When is enough enough?
I don't know. I have a hard time limiting myself, so I say the more Volvo commercials, the better. Mostly because it sounds like vulva. The one takeaway I got, I saw more of this fucking Oscars than I was proud of myself. I have not seen the Oscars in just about 15 years straight.
Ooh,
I broke my streak last night because the folks were in town. They wanted to watch a little bit of the Oscars. Alfred's baby was up, so we just had it on. And the thing that my takeaway was that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga were about to have intercourse on stage.
Mm.
Was that, like, they have chemistry. That's what they call it, right?
While you were watching this at home, do you know who else was watching? Jennifer Lawrence. Remember her? Remember her and Bradley Cooper doing every movie together.
Yes.
So she's probably at home and she's scrolling through Twitter and seeing everyone go, ooh, look at that chemistry. Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper. And she's just like, watch out, Lady Gaga. Your time will be up too.
Well, anything since
the
Fappening?
No. So,
oh, how dare you expose her being exposed on the Fappening?
Jennifer Lawrence said that she wanted to take a year off of acting, and apparently she is.
Mm.
But yeah, it is kind of sad, all the people who are like, look at that chemistry between the two of them. Like, she and her fiance just broke up, by the way. Lady Gaga and her fiance ended their engagement. Bradley Cooper has a banging girlfriend, maybe fiance, I'm not quite sure. And they have like a newborn or like a kid under one. So, you know, apparently all of America is into home wrecking because.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone last night is like, look at that. Yeah, they're great actors. They were both nominated. Like, what do you expect?
I was going to say, yes. I mean, Teddy, in one sense, I can look at this and think they want to rip each other's clothes off.
If they haven't already.
But to Joe's point. To Joe's point, acting. Acting.
Again, Jennifer Lawrence is like, can we bring up rumors about me?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, to Bradley's defense, I'm told lots of gay men like Lady Gaga. What? Oh, we'll edit it out. It's true. The rumors are true. I feel like he was out when he was in college. I have it on good authority.
I mean, who cares if he is? He has a banging girlfriend and a baby.
She might care.
You know, he seems to be living his best life, although he did not win.
That's right.
For actor or... He wasn't nominated for director. The film didn't win. I think they won for... Well, Lady Gaga won for song, which...
I believe it's pronounced Lady Gaga.
Very controversial here. I'm going to say something. I don't like the Shallow song. The song that the movie is known for. It is stupid.
So you hate America?
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-lo. People with, you know, verbal Tourette's love it.
I was just happy because Joe saw this, and I was just happy that she was able to inform me that Bradley Cooper is creating awareness for those who drink and pee on themselves.
Yes.
I, for one, think our time has finally come. Where's our ribbon? Oh, we're right at the crescendo now. Look at him watching her rock out.
Well, because what else can he do?
Yeah.
It's like, Bradley, your moment's done.
The only thing better than watching this is watching Figs mouth the words.
But yeah, it was...
Guitar man, bring something to the table.
He only has his smoldering look and his slightly raspy voice.
How hard is that? I can do that.
Black guys? Ooh, you gotta enunciate better. Yeah, well, apparently he even helped write some of the music.
Oh,
he was credited as helping
Enough
to write
already,
some
already, Bradley Cooper. We get it. You're omni-talented. Jesus Christ. Save some scraps for the rest of us.
I really want to show that clip from Nip Tuck. Did you see this? It was one of our stories.
No, we have it for today. Although, I don't know if I had Garrett reprint, but we have it for today. I gave it to the guests. I have not watched this yet, but the guy, he has a micropenis, does he not?
No, what happens is he breaks a vertebrae. This character that Bradley Cooper plays breaks a vertebrae because he fell off the bed while trying to suck his own dick.
Oh, we've been there.
Yeah, you have to watch the theme. By the way,
Nip Tuck or the Bill Schultz story.
One of my favorite shows.
I would go back and forth on it. It got a little weird. Is this it?
It was so good.
It was him sucking his own micropenis?
It was so graphic, but like amazing. I know. Yeah.
By the way, but it explains a lot that was one of Joe's favorite shows. I remember having a hard time with that show. Well, you know what Nip Tuck taught me? I interviewed the crazy blonde chick in that.
Uh-huh.
Shockingly, she was a cover girl for Stuff Magazine. Weird.
You went,
We tried to mix it up a little bit, but I asked her about the coke scenes and what Hollywood does
for fake cocaine. Yeah.
And indeed, and this is a little insider tip for those of you pretending it's to cocaine? Do cocaine. Yes. It's called How We Got Her on the Cover of Stuff. Ugh, airbrushing out all those bloody noses was a problem. No, it's powdered milk. And apparently it really hurts. Like, even though obviously you're not going to fail a drug test, they do lines and lines of that shit. Like, you look at Scarface, they're going through a lot of powdered milk.
But, yeah.
That's a good question, but I would think baking soda would probably hurt more. Yeah, that would be worse than powdered milk.
I've had cocaine that would seem like it was 90% fucking
Teddy, you're on camera right now. He said schmo-schmain.
Allegedly. Do we have someone?
Do we have his thing on,
Hi, guys.
Hey!
How are you?
I'm looking forward to hearing all of your stories from Chicago.
I'm very excited to go to Chicago, and I wanted to just get your opinion on, would the best steakhouse be Gibson's or someplace called Cherry something?
The Wiener Circle. Order the chocolate shake.
No, I went to a steakhouse. Crap. Where is it? It's right by the Google... Or it's under the Google building in Chicago. It might be like Smith and Sons or...
Smith and Walensky?
No, maybe it was Gib... You know what? This is an awful story. When I figure it out, I'll message you.
All right, I'm going to go to Gibson's. And Bill, you said if I wanted to masturbate with a whole bunch of people, where do I go?
Millennium Park right by this metallic bean. It makes your wiener look gigantic.
Swift
it's sort of a play
Sons.
On eye.
Swift and Sons.
Gino's hotel room.
All right, I will go to Swift and Sons and masturbate.
They have
be swift back. When masturbating on Sons.
No. They have a sleight of hand artist. So actually, yes, great place to masturbate.
Sounds wonderful. My hand is quite slight.
Ooh, we've got so many isolated memes we could use for Joe's Chicago travelogue. Great place to masturbate.
I hope you guys have
masturbate.
A great show today on Free Mondays. And,
Thank you.
I hope it's fortuitous. And also, Joanne, I heard Michael J. Figueroa has a little bit of a crush on you because he, too, is a fan of the Lord of the Rings books.
Lord of the Rings?
What is... I don't understand the reference.
What does that
because
mean?
Because I look like a hobbit.
And I have elfish ears?
Berg is just jealous of our Bachelor connection.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Bachelor. I thought he said Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
So you're confusing her with Liv Tyler?
How do you confuse Lord of the Rings with the Bachelor?
Neil Lane gets it confused,
you smash
too.
That cigar. He doesn't deserve it. Oh, look at that. That fight. Look at this. Oh, no. Oh, no. See, this is a problem not having security.
Fix or, looks oh, you so much reason. Bigger than Aaron in this.
Oh, my God. Wait, how did this turn? How did this turn into a violent blowjob? Oh, do that right in Millennium Park.
Do you know what? Interestingly enough, that's almost exactly the end of the movie The Favorite as well.
Nicely done.
No, really, the imagery bad. Just won't leave my head.
All right, well, now I got to see this Bradley Cooper micropenis thing. It was on that Daily Beast story. I think it's still in. We have it for today's.
I think it was like number three of the videos. I did a link there.
Did it, Miyagi. You know, when I'm under, you guys wouldn't mind adding a couple inches in my pants.
You want a penis enlargement?
Well, unless you can lengthen my tongue.
You broke your neck trying to suck your dick, didn't you?
What? Where did you come up with that? That's... What do you... That's just...
That's when the spokes were like, right coming back to Pennsylvania. There's got to be something better for you here.
I wasn't bird-dogging. There was no ice patch. Ever since Manny Scarrett taught me how to pleasure myself, I've been a man possessed. I have gotten so close so many times, but I just couldn't get to the, you know, I just couldn't, just, I just wanted to just give a little baby kisses. That's all I wanted. I didn't ask much. Then what happened? I fall off my goddamn bed and I break my C2 vertebrae.
How did you not get that Oscar?
I just want to taste some nectar, guys.
Oh,
that's all I want. Can you make that happen?
Have you ever seen anything that small? Like two blueberries and a cocktail wiener.
Two blueberries and a cocktail wiener.
Again.
Wow.
Yeah, so that is a moment where you wonder if he's a method actor and then tried to suck some sweet nectar of his own. For the sake of research.
See, that's the thing with fucking Nip Tuck, especially as the seasons would progress, is you just felt like the entire writer's room was just throwing out the most outlandish / disgusting thing they could think of, no matter how much physics art involved in it, and just whatever sticks they would throw it in the thing. Like, Michael Peters sucks his own dick! All right, yeah, throw that into season 5, episode 2. Yeah.
Pretty much on everything that they did. So.
And it just went from like, it was like a normal show about plastic surgery, and then there's like serial killers by the end of it.
Yeah, it got really dark.
Yes, yeah. Sweet neck. Ah, boy.
But so, the Oscars in general, I can sum it up with a poem.
Ooh! Yay! Do we have the graphics? It's been too long. I believe it's been so long since we've done Joanne's Poetry Corner. The music is, of course, Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Yes, there we are. Mm-mm. Look at how much classier we are than In Hot Water.
I really wish it was the Four Seasons. Like a little Frankie Valli action.
It might be. My classical music knowledge is nil. Oh! It's like the public gardens without the racism.
All right, since the Oscars were so long, my poem is so short in the form of a haiku.
Of course it is.
Those Oscars so white are now Oscars so diverse. Time for In-N-Out.
So, the whole point of a haiku is yes. Yes, it is 575, syllable-wise. But that doesn't mean that you can just sleep on the job. I really need you to put some thought into this. I know you were hungry
No, there was thought. Time for In-N-Out is a reference to Time's Up.
I thought you wanted an In-N-Out burger.
Yes, but there's multiple meaning. Bill, God, I'm not just surface level.
Oh, man.
I was also thinking of doing a poem about all the Oscars, including Pistorius, but then I thought that was a little far.
Ooh.
It was a little,
very
you know, like
nice.
The losers of the Oscars. Anyways, but really, though, the winners, I mean, very diverse women, people of color.
Steady, Teddy.
Is there anything else? All sexual oriented. It's all there. So what are people gonna complain about?
Well, I mean, at this point, you can start complaining again because it's white girl time, and so you better start getting those roles.
I'm not there.
Well, that's the thing. That's why you keep complaining.
Yeah.
Listen. When she darkened her hair, she could absolutely play Latina. I think
that's the thing.
We learned that a couple weeks
ago.
Oh
yeah, and if she's got when she puts the
nicest
self-tanner on, she can. But they won't go for that anymore. That's why you can't do your DNA test because they'll never know for sure.
I know.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't give it to the government.
So you're mixed. That seems to work.
She is mixed. She's Ukrainian and Italian. Although we still don't know if you're really Italian.
Aren't we all mixed?
Nope, not me. I am as pure as snow. Again, another cocaine reference. Now, speaking of snow, our own Gina Bisconti is snowboarding right now. I have to say, he defies Italian-American stereotypes every day. The man looks like John Belushi shit, but he shreds like a Winter Olympian. He has this thing called, I didn't even warn you about this, called National Genographic, where we
he's
various,
not here.
I know, but we have another version of it, don't we? I also have the hat. I don't know if you can see it, Garrett, but I have new music for National Genographic.
I'm not putting that.
Put it on.
That is disgusting.
Where's Gino? He won't put the hat on. Look, it's got some bed bugs on it. A little scratch and never hurt anyone.
I still have PTSD from bed bugs 6 years ago.
Come on and play animal ball. The rules are very simple. I'm going to give you two stories. You just got to tell me whether or not they're real or not. The first one, the first one is a multiple choice, actually. Jeffrey and Shirley Caldwell have
Aren't
been
supposed to be in for this
thing? No, because this baby needs her bottle. She gets more attention if she does it this way. Jeffrey and Shirley Caldwell have been attracting birds for 25 years with carefully tended backyard feeders. They were in their home in Erie, Pennsylvania, where they spotted a hermaphrodite, either blue jay, cardinal, or robin. Indeed, it does happen in nature, people. Its body is half male, half female, and all love. Now,
that story is fake.
No, the story is real. Is it a blue jay? Is it a robin? Or is it a cardinal?
Let me just say, these people are for you to figure out if a bird has a pecker. You have to capture the bird and investigate. Like, it's not just hanging there.
Or your binoculars are going in places they shouldn't.
I don't understand.
I had a lot of time on my hand this weekend, okay, guys? I have a lot of fun, so I spend time on them.
Birds look different. The female and the male.
Oh, yes. I guess the color.
You would just tell by the color, yeah. The female is usually colorful.
Look at the big brain on Garrett.
So its upper half is colorful, or the bottom half is colorful? I don't know. Let's just go with a cardinal.
All right, she's going to go with cardinal. Let's take a look. You win! And look at this thing. It is literally half woman and half man.
Oh, because the color is on half of it?
Didn't Garrett just say that? You just look at his mouth opening and don't even know the words that are coming out. I love the soundtrack behind this.
Half side.
Can we get a hermaphrodite bird soundtrack on line one? When you listen to this delightful melodic tune, all you think about are half dude, half girl birds.
Wait, female cardinals are tan?
Yes.
I thought to be a cardinal, you had to be red.
If you're a dude cardinal.
Well.
Hey, Isn't that? Isn't nature a motherfucker?
You're infertile. That sucks.
Sometimes. Really? Are you kidding me? That's a gift.
Not for me.
Well, I thought you didn't want kids.
I know. I'm saying it wouldn't suck for me.
Yeah. Okay. I can't hear anything with all of the Gino's lice in this hat. It's like filling into my ear. All right. The second one is. Is this a happy ending or a sad ending? In a wayward Oklahoma wildlife refuge, three dachshunds and or wiener dogs ran into a Barbary lion's cage. Did they become friends or did they become food? I repeat, did they become friends or did they become food? And it was a male lion, and they are notoriously not just hungry but vicious.
Okay, if you're like saying me. That, then they became friends.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
I can tell how much fun you're having in this game. Let's go. Let's go to the tape. Barbary
lion. Oh, I can't say that I've ever seen anything like this bond.
Boy, they are right out of Central Casting as far as animal refugee workers are concerned. They're buddies. They all live together now. And look at this guy right in the center line.
Not long after Bone Digger was born, Abby
yeah, I think
along.
They bonded with female lions there, too.
The male lions are lazy. No surprise there.
They figured out a way to get girls.
Wait, by the way, does he have a blonde ponytail, that man?
Yes. He looks like, yeah, they just look like they were workshopping the Saturday Night Live sketch for this.
Known for their little legs and big nerves, Dachshund's lack of
that is
going to
end badly, though. I still maintain that there will be an unhappy ending
situations.
To this story. At some point, those dogs are going to wake that lion up from a little lion nap, and they'll be little cocktail wieners. Look at that guy's mullet. That is fucking unbelievable. Well, you won. Are you happy?
Question. Are lions ever, like, mentally handicapped? I don't want to say the R word, but because it's Monday. Are they ever mentally handicapped? Because, like, that lion looked like maybe he doesn't know, like, maybe he's not predatory or, like, wouldn't, because he's just, like, friendly and...
Well, once they're put in captivity, I think...
Thank you!
Oh, no.
This is true. This is the one and only case of a tiger having Down syndrome. What was his name again, Garrett? Is that on the picture?
I can't see right now.
Good memory. We covered this a long, long ago. But ask and ye shall receive. You can't just say the words retarded and lying on our show and not expect us to have something, goddammit.
I did not say that word.
She did.
It's Bobo
Dump it
as
in later.
A lion.
Yeah, exactly.
His name is Kenny.
Kenny, of course his name's Kenny. Oh, you know all the other animals' names are like Montauk and Calvary. And
did
his
they
is
kill
Kenny.
Him? Did they kill Kenny?
It doesn't say so.
No, it's a joke.
Those bastards.
Thank you, John. Garrett has not had his coffee yet or a little too much of the green stuff. Is there... Yeah, there could be that, too. Garrett, I don't know if we have it, but there's also... I don't even know if we should run it. There's a video of Kenny going into... using the bucket where they drink their water as a bath. Because, you know, Kenny... That's what Kenny's gonna do.
You're gonna say he like shat in it.
I wouldn't put it past him. Kenny is just trying to live his best Down syndrome
he'd be
tiger
Gino
life.
Gino, if he did that.
True.
There he is. Oh, Kenny. Again, I have to. We wouldn't be make very clear for those that are just tuning in. Joanne demanded that we put on this poor Down syndrome tiger.
I did not.
And she said, "Bill, you will make fun of him."
No.
This is a children of a lesser god, Bill, and you will make fun of this tiger, this special needs tiger.
I actually think he's being resourceful. It looks like a hot day. Gotta cool off. Nobody else is in there. Might as well take advantage.
As much as I love our National Geographic graphics, I think a picture of you just smiling with Kenny might be a better one. Just you with your little hat on, just be like, and Kenny being, I think that is the new graphic for that. I think I found an animal you'd get along with.
We don't need any more graphics of me. There are enough.
How many photo shots can there be?
I know. That's the problem. I almost don't want her to get the role of her life because what the fuck are we going to do with all these graphics? Is there anything else you would like to get?
No, I know what you're going to do. You're going to sell it to TMZ. You're going to make as much money off of me as you physically can.
Look at the ego on this one. I'd barely be able to make what we spent on those, and that cost a lot, awful lot of money, as you can imagine. Did you see all the animals in her ark? You want to do the intros today? I have them. I
sure.
spelled everything out phonetically for you. Shall we? Is there anything else you wanted to get to before we bring them out?
No.
No. Do you know where you are right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
On paper. No. Woohoo! Bring them in. Ralph Sutton, host of Gas Digital Network's SDR show, The Tour Bus, as well as Shiprocked and Motorhead's Motorboat, just to name a few. We have Erin Davis, professional wing woman.
Like those boots, girlfriend.
And JLTV's Bubby's No Best host. We're going to be talking to her about one of her most recent episodes. And lastly, Angela Riley, great friend of the show. She's, you know her from the Pressman Hour on Radio Misfits Podcast Network, iTunes, Spotify, and wherever else wonderful podcasts can be heard. Her 7th annual Jersey Fresh comedy show in Vineland with Aaron Berg, Mike Figgs, Wendy Starlet, and Gino Bisconti. That is a great lineup, except for Gino.
Agreed.
Oh, and a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Remember Betty Foundation in honor of Gino's Aunt Olga, who lost her fight to breast cancer in November. Very nice.
Gino laughs about cancer. That's why we're laughing.
Aaron is already ready to run out. It's an ongoing thing. Anytime Gino mentions his dead parents, we all laugh.
Okay.
And that includes dear sweet Aunt Olga. Sounds like a great cause. I will go there as long as it's not too far away. By the way, is it pronounced Vineland or Vinland?
Vineland.
Okay, I'm allowed
you
to
don't say land like normal people.
Okay, I'm allowed to ask that. She's not, because she's from Jersey. And
yeah,
she
but she's
didn't
from
know.
She's that's from the South classy Jersey. Part of Jersey. I'm from South Jersey.
If you're below Cherry Hill, I'm...
We think we're from, like, West Virginia down there.
Nice.
It's a whole new world, so.
Well, and before we get to our unbelievable stories, not to toot my own horn, but toot, I got to ask about two of your recent shows. The first being, you're having your first episode where the grandmothers, because the plot line is grandmothers helps people get set up in your show.
Yeah, Grandma Matchmakers. Yeah,
yes.
Bubby's Know Best. Correct.
And you have your first lesbian episode coming
Tonight
up.
Tonight is Ladies' Night.
Oh, yes.
So excited. We've got a young lesbian female that the grandmas are trying to set up.
I love that.
And that's tonight. And she's also a cannabis distributor. Not the grandmas. The girl, the lesbian suitor in L.A. is a cannabis distributor. So we're going to see how that plays out on the date, which is interesting.
That is just seems like such an intrinsically
what
lesbian
about, like,
job.
What about product testing on your date? Like,
exactly.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
I can't reveal anything, but let's just say it's a very interesting.
Do the bubbies partake?
I
think she'd clarify in lesbianism or cannabis.
I don't know what happened off the set. I have heard the CBD oil craze. You know, I think grandmas, I've been trying to get my grandma on CBD.
I love it.
Sleep, relax.
I'm also curious, though, like, did the grandmas have to learn, like, the different lingo or,
yes.
like, the culture? So, like, studs versus femme versus...
They actually ask the lesbian straight out, like, teach me.
Yeah.
So that the format of the show, they actually grill the suitor. They grill the lesbian girl, the main girl, first before they can match her. They get to know her.
Yeah.
So they had to figure
it out. I think that's actually
great
for, like, all grandmothers to watch, too. So, like, they can get hip with the times.
My grandma has no... I've got so many gay cousins, and my grandma has no idea what's
Where
going
is this on, by the way?
To know.
Yeah.
It's on Jewish Life Television, JLTV. It's a cable channel, 469 on Spectrum in New York, but you can also live stream at jltv.tv and on Roku.
I am so in. And, you know, it's that old cliche joke about what a second date is for lesbians. They move in with each other. Do you find that kind of to be the case in real life? Do they nest real quick? Or when they date, are they looking for things that a heterosexual couple is not? What are the differences?
Based on my friends, I would say they get cats real quick.
Huh. Is that
so
true?
They
yes.
do. They
yeah,
get
yeah,
cats.
I can see it.
So that's a pretty serious move.
There's a lesbian comic who I saw recently. Her
it's
name's...
Gino.
Her name's I think it's Nikki Palumbo, and she does a set with a PowerPoint about her relationship and how all lesbian relationships move 3 times faster than straight relationships. And, like, she does this whole timeline. It's very funny. And so, yeah, cats was one of the things that they got this cat together, or two cats.
Is it just lesbians
for sure.
that move quickly, or?
New York Jews also. Yes.
Oh, there you go.
That's a
but
big
not,
audience for
but
me.
Not,
so.
Like gay men.
Men, they don't, like, move real quickly.
They move physically very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very, yes.
I mean, it makes total sense if you think about it.
Yes.
You know, I don't, that's, like, not a shocking thing to me at all. Because women, if they had their druthers, would move in immediately with anybody. And men just want to fuck right away. So
yeah.
It makes sense on both sides of that coin.
You know what? Sometimes cliches are cliches for a reason.
Yeah.
That I dated a girl who dated a girl before me. And again, I know, not much of a stretch. I'm the second lesbian on Compound. I was with her for 2 years, dodged the whole moving in bullet. The girl she was with 6 months. They lived together. It's surprised. Just adding to the stereotype. And then she dated a guy who wears T-shirts and blazers, so still a lesbian. And then, Ralph, we have you. You just interviewed Dane Cook.
Yeah, he was really cool.
I was actually talking with Joe about this. There's a recent thing about him in The Hollywood Reporter. I didn't know about his brother.
His stepbrother. Stepbrother,
sorry. Oh, see? He wasn't technically related.
Not blood.
Yeah, took all of his money. He said he went from nothing to millions to nothing, and now he's on his way back up again. He's dating he's a man after my own heart because he's 47 and dating a 19-year-old. So,
yeah, oh my god! Actually, yeah. I think I saw like paparazzi photos.
Yeah.
The beach
in front of I saw that too.
Is he buying her beer?
What do they talk about?
Who knows? How she does in math class? I don't know, but
yeah,
you know, it is weird.
Whether or not he can host a show with Dave Landau.
It's funny because you know, him and I have a similar. No, I don't go that young, but I do go into that wheelhouse sometimes. But he said that she was his soulmate, and he seemed really happy. She seemed really nice. She was there.
Oh.
So, you know, who am I to judge? And I think that it's weird when if you're going to make an age that's considered legal and fine, then why is it a problem if that person starts dating someone of that age group? It seems weird that people have such a problem with it.
You know what? When Woody Allen started, God bless him,
she was
his daughter.
15 or 14 at the time.
The heart wants what the heart wants, even if it's illegal.
I don't know. I would say, but if it's legal, you can't make something legal and then bitch that someone's doing it. Does that not make sense?
I agree.
That's a good point.
Just my feeling. I don't know. Am I crazy for that?
No.
And also on the weed.
People let me. By the way, she kind of looks like Joe.
Yeah, Joe, that kind of looks like you.
On the weed thing.
It looks like Joe, she's stoned. So, Joe.
So, you're saying I need to date a 47-year-old man.
Who's a comic.
Who is broke.
No, he's not broke anymore. He's doing well now.
He's on his way. He's on his way.
He's one of 10 comics to sell out Madison Square Garden. That's it. Only 10.
That's pretty insane.
He's pretty amazing.
Look like now,
he sold out Radio City. He did Radio City. Pretty amazing. And on weed, the weed tip, I can't smoke weed. I get fucking comatose. I hate it. Mm-hmm. And one of the sponsors on Gas Digital is a weed company that's legal out in California. So they've created a 4 CBD ratio to 1 THC ratio, which I'm calling like pussy weed for me, that I actually enjoy, where I don't feel...
You'd be a great lesbian.
Yeah, I'd be a great lesbian.
You gotta watch tonight's episode.
I'll watch it. That's why I'm interested about it, because they're naming it after me. And
are you serious?
Yeah, I have... If you could Google, it's really... When I was 20... I was briefly a model for a suntan oil company. It's an ongoing joke.
You brought it up.
Bronzo Sensuale. And right, Bronzo Sensuale, Ralph Sutton. And they're naming it Bronzo Sensuale, which I think is fucking hilarious. It's weed for people that don't like weed. And I've really like it.
I want to try it. Yeah, and now
we had, it's 4 CBDs and you feel better. We had Amanda Savage on a couple weeks ago.
Is that you?
That's me. They cut my hair out, though. I used to have really long hair.
Like the dad from This Is Us.
Bronzo.
Yeah.
That is me.
I love. Whatever.
Holy crap.
That is me, 22 years old, right there.
And I can't tell if she's enjoying it or so gross.
Oh, I was holding her. She was trying to get away.
She's
groping you. Yeah. I love that. Scared. Chest grope.
And then we had Sal from the Impractical Jokers on a few months ago, and he thought it was so ridiculous. He took the ad and put it in the background on one of the episodes of Impractical Jokers. He's talking to someone, and that ad is right behind him for the entire thing.
That's great. Yeah. Maybe that's why it looked familiar. I feel like I've seen all of those.
Did you masturbate to it once? Is that why?
Yeah, this one looks stained for some reason.
Never heard of
that goatee. That goatee rivals yours, though.
Oh, God. At least
makes you very honest.
At least that was 1993. It was acceptable then.
Yeah. Nah, this is just, this is just a beard with chemo. Well, guys, speaking of fake things, I gotta work on my segue game. Meghan Markle may or may not be pulling a Madonna. The social media is exploding. I said exploding. Over whether or not Meghan, this is her title, the Duchess of Sussex.
The Duchess of Sussex. It's so funny.
That's fun to say. Duchess of Sussex.
Fast. I can't say that.
Has adopted a British accent. You guys, CNN devoted 24 hours to this. Let's take a clip.
Sorry, it's still loading.
We'll get
in
there.
In the meantime, I'll work on my British accent.
It's getting better.
It's getting worse, I think.
People listen for themselves. We'll see what they think.
It's nice to meet you. My name's Aya.
Aya.
I've been a fan of you for so long.
Was
I? I was you for so long.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kate, I to be honest, I don't hear it that much. Our executive producer, Adam, who is also British, he's the one who really wants this played here, and I think that he seems to hear it. So you said you don't hear it.
What I hear, actually, is how a lot of Americans and Canadians speak in this country when they've been here for a long time, surrounded by British people. They've lost the more pronounced American accent, but they still have a lot of touches. And she still sounds very American to me. And also, she's not quite British. She's very warm, very friendly. Yeah. You don't see all many right. British royals being quite so friendly as she is. Very, very open.
Angela, that audio is so terrible. It shows me how little interviews she's doing, if that's the only thing available. Like, are they keeping her into some sort of bubble or something? And also, was that a British accent?
Okay, so I don't know if I'm the only one that does this, but have you ever talked to someone with an accent? Like, for instance, when you're ordering Chinese food, and next thing you know, you're like, can I have wonton soup? Like, I do that, and I'm not even trying to be an ass. Like, it just happens sometimes. So I wonder if she really is purposefully, or it's like she's really developing this accent, or is it just that she's almost mimicking what the interviewer is doing? Yeah. I don't know.
She is an
or
actress.
She's going to be really annoying like Madonna and...
Go to the extreme.
Well, Erin, kind of to Angela's point, I do think people do that, and you probably see it a lot on dates too, mirroring, right? So people will oftentimes adopt the same posture as another person or kind of mimicking but mirroring the voice of someone or the attitude of someone as, I think, kind of a way to feel more comfortable.
It happens all the time. Yeah. I told you guys I have a lot of clients that are definitely on the spectrum, and then I find that when you fix them up with somebody who's not on the spectrum, they slowly meet somewhere in the middle. So this super social person, I see them adapt these.
That's
strange.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely when I'm from Johns Creek, Georgia. So if you put me on a date with a fellow Southerner, or you just put me out back in the South, my accent comes back. Just like I moved here, and when I was interviewing 10 years ago for jobs, I said y'all in every single sentence. People would say, do that again. And I would say, and then I became used to just getting rid of it. And I hate it. But when I go back down, I'm around my parents, it just comes right on out.
Yeah, it was really easy for me to lose Chicago because you know what? No one likes Chicago. It's either Boston or us. There's like the most ugly accent.
They let you know when you say Chicago, they're like, oh, you're from Chicago.
Here, over there. Yeah. I'm single, ladies. I had more luck with my Chicago accent than Kenny the Down Syndrome Tiger had. Oh, by the way, Kenny's single. We'll show you his profile later.
I like his picture. You know what's funny, by the way? If you think about it, like, why do we not have English accents? We were founded by the British. And what happened was they talked like us. But then when we were all talking the same way, they're like, well, we want to separate ourselves from America. So they created this stupid accent. Yes. And that's how it started.
I told her that and she didn't believe me.
It's true.
No.
It's 100% true.
Yes. And so
why
when
you teach me that in health or health.
Look it up. Yeah. You look it up.
You hear actors doing Shakespeare in more of an American accent. That is more true to form to what it sounded like back then.
That does make sense because especially in theater school, when you're learning about dialects, standard American English is essentially no affectation. It's no accent at all. And so,
well, and to your point, what does every British pop star sound like when they sing?
Yeah, American.
American, because it just comes out more natural.
That's also because of like diphthongs and things, like certain parts of the accent would make singing time wise.
Is that the thing you wear on the beach?
Yeah,
not sure.
Like, it's hard to sing conservatory.
Yes.
I don't know what song has that lyric.
Conservatory?
Well, country
what song doesn't?
Too. They sound so southern in their music, and then you hear them talk. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, there are some singers that sing with accents. Like, there's a pop singer from Europe named Lily Allen, and she sings with an English accent.
Yes, I think most people don't. They are. Although, now what Aaron's talking about is an accent coming back. What Megan's doing here is an accent that never was.
But I could say that because she's an actress. I do think that they mirror a lot and they pick up. Yeah. You know, that's what actors do. You know, so I don't think it's so bad. And I only heard it on like one or two words. It wasn't that bad.
Well, it shows what a bubble she's in and how sequestered she is. I mean, I haven't heard an interview with her since she left whatever stupid show that was.
Suits? That's not a bad show.
I mean, it's a great show. I've never saw it. Why would I judge?
Well, it's because you don't own a suit, Bill. You feel left out.
This is a sport car.
He's building a suit. He's got step one right there.
Building a mystery.
Don't encourage
him. At least he's coordinated the color combo. I mean.
Thank you.
Aaron, we talked about this.
I can't see what his pants are, though.
Not wearing any.
Positive enforcement, you know.
I'm not wearing my best. I'm living my best life fashion wise today. To your end, she's sick of me bringing up, when she has a little tequila in her, the jersey comes out. The accent gets a lot thicker.
I'm with my friends from New Jersey. Exactly. Or I go back to New Jersey.
Exactly.
And I hear how they speak. And I think, holy shit, did I talk like this? Yeah, and then I look at old home movies. I did.
I made a conscious.
Oh, it just came back right there. I heard it.
Even just thinking about it, I know I'm thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, I heard a little Southern in you when you started talking there.
I made a conscious effort at a very young age not to sound like I came from Brooklyn. Like, I just didn't want
to. I like the Brooklyn accent.
I don't like it at all.
I think it's, it's comforting.
I think on a guy, it's the Brooklyn accent. It's cool. Just like on a guy, a Boston accent's cool. But on a bald, I just want to choke.
I think that's because you're a girl. I think guys would think the other way.
Really?
Yeah, no kidding.
I can't stand hearing a chick from Boston. And I can totally hear a specific one in my brain right now.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Depending on how hot the girl is, we're willing to put up with a lot of accents.
I mean, don't ever set me up with a chick who has like a Brooklyn accent or Long Island accent. I think that's a big thing people tell me now. Yeah. Not attracted to
Long Island.
Oh man, that's another one that really resonates. Well, I always thought that the New York accent was more just a Long Island accent. Like the Boston accent's more a Worcester accent. No one in Boston talks like that much anymore, and no one in New York really talks like the old school Brooklyn accent.
It depends where you go. Go to Sheepshead Bay.
I don't want to.
I'm telling you, it lives and breathes over there. My uncle's there. I'm there like once a month. All those restaurants, everybody there sounds like, you know, like they never left.
In the city, I don't think so. Born and raised in Manhattan, I don't see.
No, for sure.
You know?
Well, I might have a good segue here.
Oh! Wait, which one do you want to do?
Speaking of cities and states.
Terrible.
That's awful already.
Yeah.
Speaking of cities and states. I did it with an accent. Is that
what was that? Australian?
Bill Maher. Got into some hot water, I guess, or people are criticizing him for essentially mocking middle Americans as less affluent and educated, saying they want to be us, meaning people in educated cultural cities, diverse cities. And at first, you know, reading what he said, I was like, he's not really mocking them. It is kind of true that there's more diversity in culture and arts in cities. But he said a whole lot of jokes. This video clip is super long, but I think I put some time codes in there where we can just hear a little bit of it.
Didn't work, so I did
But basically what brought all this up is the fact that the Amazon headquarters, they thought of putting another headquarters here in New York City, Long Island City in Queens, but pulled out of that. Bill Maher essentially saying Amazon should be putting their headquarters where there isn't already all of that culture and affluence. They should put it in somewhere, and then he goes through a bunch of like random cities where they should put the headquarters.
That makes no sense anyway, because the reason why it's there is because so many customers live within that zone. If you're putting it in Iowa or in, you know, somewhere in North Dakota, there's not enough people to quantify and justify it.
It was one of those, if you build it, they will come.
But it's also the dumbest thing in the world that we said no to that. We lost. It's just stupid.
Let's play the clip.
Let's take a look at.
The flyover states have become the passover states. That's why red state voters are so pissed off. They don't hate us. They want to be us. They want to go to the party. It's like we're the British royal family and they're Meghan Markle's dad. Now, how do I know this? Because 238 cities and regions submitted proposals to Amazon for the company to locate in their area, all desperate for jobs that don't involve guarding prisoners or murdering chickens. And Amazon picked two places that didn't need them at all, places where prosperity already was. Bezos, you're worth $130 billion. Take one for the team. Stop playing cities off against one another and help a dying one come back to life.
It just makes no sense, though. It's so stupid.
I love how you have to get the reaction shots of the people who aren't saying a goddamn thing during this monologue.
I know this sounds like a pipe dream, and it's true. I was smoking a pipe when I dreamed it. But
dreamed?
But if liberals are serious about winning elections, they have to start recolonizing the parts of the country they've abandoned. Mississippi is the poorest state in the country. Amazon could buy the whole state and rename it Amazippi.
I like that.
I don't know why I find that funny.
If we keep leaving the red states behind, they're going to keep getting angrier.
But we need to buy an HBO subscription.
He does go on and on about, like, you know, all the Real Housewives are in these major cities. You don't see the Real Housewives of Toledo. And then he goes on about, like, fashion, you know, how people in middle America, they just shop at Target for fashion. Like, he did in certain ways mock the majority of the country for being lower class, less educated. But I think what he thought was that he was saying a good thing. He's a bleeding heart. But Ralph, what you're saying is he has it backwards.
Yeah, well, just saying it's not possible. It doesn't make any sense. And they're called flyover states because forever, all those airports would get subsidized by the government to be able to keep those airports open. And that's not happening anymore.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's interesting.
So now that about a year or two ago, a lot of that funding went away. So flights to those states are now even more expensive because they're not being subsidized to keep the costs down.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be even more difficult to ship goods into there and get things in there because it just doesn't work because there's not enough people there. That's the bottom line.
But why don't people?
And they all are uneducated, inbred idiots.
Aaron, why don't people want to live there? You know, I feel like there's, I have friends in the city who are like, God, I'm so sick of the city. I want more land. I want space. I want my rent money or, you know, my mortgage to go far to get more for my money. Do you think we will start to see a trend of millennials like moving?
Definitely not, because it would be like a reality show. Do you guys remember that Paris Hilton show that she did with
this Simple Life,
Richie?
I like that way
you
too.
You know, I think that show would that would basically become the future because I mean, I do think you can bash it if you've tried it, which I have because I'm from Johns Creek, Georgia, and I lived there for 22 years, and I would never go back, even on the worst day in New York when there's blizzard and slush. And you're stepping in dog pee and people are shoving you and yelling. I love it. I would still never go back to the piece. Ever. Never.
It's the grass is always greener unless you've had both sides.
I think there's a lot of people that really love that life, though, too, that really commit
they
to it.
Because they haven't been educated. They don't know any better.
Well, yeah, but I'm...
But they come to
nobody else on Martin
to move here, though.
You know who most of our subscribers are, Ralph.
So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I will defend you, Midwest.
My parents hate it here. They're like, I got to go. After 2 or 3 days, they're like, oh, my God.
I know people from South Jersey that have come here, and they're very country, and they're like, this is it's the worst place ever. I don't ever want to go back. Like, they like raising their chickens and goats in their backyard. Like, I think that it's not for everyone.
It's exactly the you know, coming here and having everything smell like piss, human piss, or going to the Midwest and having it smell more like
animal piss. I guess the question
piss.
Is too, like, Bill Maher even said that there were a bunch of proposals, but I guess anyone can kind of really create a proposal. Like, do these red states then want Amazon there even?
Well, it makes no sense anyway, which has always been the weird dichotomy of our country, is that these red states that are so, they're red states more for not the financial reasons, they're red states for other reasons, because financially red doesn't give a shit about small people. Democrats, blue do. So they're red states for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why it's a problem. And if they looked at it, our two-party system just doesn't make sense anymore, but we all know that already. But it's just, it will never, ever make sense to ever put anything there until Iowa becomes a New York City and there's that many people living there. And it may come that way eventually because all the cities are, there's too many people here now. I mean, they're starting to institute where cars can't drive in Midtown soon. That's going to be happening within the next 5 years, like London does, because there's too many people here.
I just like the idea of like avocado toast stores being put up in Iowa. Like,
it'll happen.
That's when New York will really be
avocado
there.
Avocado toast.
Yeah, exactly.
With bacon, like that melty cheese fries that you have right now. It'll be their version of it, guys. I promise you.
Let's see. I'm trying to think how I can do this. From red states to rub and tugs?
Ooh.
Ooh, now,
a little alliteration.
Now you're speaking my language.
There's a little alliteration in here.
Or one of the reasons to never leave a city.
Yeah, exactly. This is...
on every corner.
There's, I didn't realize Jupiter, Florida is really struggling in the old prostitute department. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, we've all heard this, has been charged with soliciting a prostitute in a human trafficking probe. Here, that's where it goes from sort of like funny to, Robert Kraft, the billionaire owner of the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, has been charged, well, I just said that, the 77-year-old Kraft, I gotta hand it to him, man. Ooh, I didn't mean to say it like that. 77, Jesus, is one of more than two dozen people who were videotaped. I don't understand how he's gonna get out of this one. Getting serviced at a rub and tug in Jupiter, Florida. Spokesman for Kraft said, we categorically deny that Mr. Kraft is engaged in any illegal activity, but because it is a judicial matter, we will not comment further. That sounds like legalese to me. The NFL has a personal conduct policy. They're withholding comment until further things come out.
Oh, we have video.
We do.
Of him getting actually jerked off?
Yeah, check it out.
Nice. Oh.
You've been on fire lately.
Look at that. Aww. He is so happy. Wait for it, though.
What's going on with his downstairs
part? He's real modest. But sometimes you get a little excited, and your modesty disappears.
Why is there a dog sitting on his...
It's his other head, right?
It's keeping his privates covered, but...
Oh, well.
I gotta say, he looks good for 77.
Oh, he looks happy.
Is he neutered? That's the question. Oh, my God. He just answered that. All right.
I so want to look on your history right now. I really hope your computer never gets stolen.
You know, there are a bunch of videos of this Frenchie living
He looks so happy.
Life.
That dog. I didn't know dogs like to be massaged.
Who doesn't?
I massage my dog in very appropriate ways.
Very appropriate.
Yes. Thank God they finally put a dipe on that thing. Wow. Preserve your modesty, dog.
Do you guys notice his masseuse is married? Look at that wedding ring.
Well, to the dog.
I don't know. Oof.
Weird.
Bringing out the tools.
Oh, toys.
I love this little fucker, and I'm jealous.
What if it's just dead?
Oh, God.
That's why it's not moving.
Horse tranquilizers work on dogs. Look at that.
I just think it's hilarious that he's naked but kept his socks on.
Oh, wow, that's great.
You know, some guys have weird quirks when they're getting
cold, you know?
Elliot Spitzer? Angela, you know what? He didn't know.
How long does
this... I don't want to sit here and defend
it. I could watch that for an hour.
I know. Should we just keep that going? I'm the last person to defend Robert Kraft.
He didn't know what? That it was like a human...
He didn't know it was a human trafficking thing, you know?
I mean,
I would say that.
Is that why people are having problems with it? Because it's human trafficking, not prostitution?
Well, I mean, it's a rub and tug. I would say that I would go out on a limb and say I've never done that only because I can't afford to. But I got to say, in the grand scheme of things, is this that big of a deal? Because the NFL's treating it like it's the worst thing ever. Lots of Deflategate puns, the whole thing.
I mean... I don't care, but I guess we should. I don't know. The human trafficking thing is awful.
Issue.
That's bad. And I'm assuming when he went into the place, they're not like, by the way, this is a human trafficking place, so hope you're okay with it. And he was like, sure, get at it. Like, he probably didn't know that. He just thought he was paying for the rub and tug thing. But the rub and tug, like, is that illegal? I don't even know the rules.
I'm sure it's illegal.
Yeah, right? You're not allowed to do it.
I go to those sketchy-ass Asian little massage places for $25 for a foot rub, you know, and they do have these little signs in all the rooms that say no hanky panky. Maybe he went into one of those and he thought no hanky.
That's like a sign in the bathroom that says employees must wash hands. They just need it there.
That's so they can say, look, we've got signs
everywhere. I'm thinking maybe I go into all those no hanky panky places all the time. My feet.
You
feel
get hanky pankies.
Just gets the panky.
I see the type of shoes I wear every day. I'm like, I gotta go get those rubbed out.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe you can't afford a more high class prostitute. Yeah.
I also think, $70?
It was in a strip mall that looked like shit. Like, I would think a guy that's worth billions would have a better way of making that happen.
Yeah, like, come to my house.
Or something, or get a hotel room where there's no cameras.
The hashtag MeToo movement could have just, like, ruined his game, you know?
I can't imagine that a guy that's worth that much money can't find a girl that would be more off the radar than an actual rub and tug in a strip mall.
It's got to be a fetish, but it is near Palm Beach.
Yeah, it's a fact that he's there, so maybe he's just, you know, when you get older, too, you're creatures of habit. Do you know?
It's so weird to me. I think that there's more to the story.
Know my name there. You know?
It'd be cool if he's like the ringleader of the whole fucking traffic thing. That would be...
That'd
be cool.
God, that would be amazing.
Now,
I wish
movie idea. I like that. There you go.
Fun. Where were they from, these ladies?
Well, apparently...
He was Asian.
Asian.
Oh, Asian.
And they were forced like they lived, like they weren't allowed to leave that building.
I mean, that's how it should be.
Oh,
I'm telling people.
Kelly, what is
Jupiter,
this?
Florida? That's where I went to spring break in college.
Wow.
Jupiter, Florida is known.
Did you work there at any point, or
no? It's. They tried to get me to. Now I'm like, I wish I didn't get so drunk. They could have, someone could have like captured me. But it's like known for old people.
I was going to say, I've never heard of it.
Dog beaches. Like it's, yes, a retirement community. Me and three girlfriends stayed with this one girl's grandparents.
Nice.
We went there because it was cheap, free stay. Yep. They chauffeured us around. They were our like designated driver because this was like before Uber. And it was the best time, so I feel really bad for Jupiter.
It's because all the guys there are very relaxed because they're getting hand jobs all the time.
I guess so. Man.
Not one creepy old guy hitting me. It was almost as if he was in a refractory mode. although that does explain the sort of stupid look on Robert Kraft's face every time you see him. He always looks to me like the most delicate person on planet Earth to begin with. He's got like this weird perm in the back of his head and like a pinky ring. And he's just like, he looks so delicate. And it just looks... Now I realize it's just because he
Your perm is great. It's not weird.
It's a little more Brady Bunch.
I think that the only good thing to come out of this, though, is all the memes where people are making Tom Brady up to look like a woman.
Yes.
And it's like, he could have gotten that for free, but he's paying for...
This is super old news and kind of off topic, but I just have to ask because I just recently saw it. Did anybody see that video with Tom Brady and his son where he makes the son, like, make out with him?
Kiss him on the mouth,
It was creepy. The kid was, like, 15.
I didn't see that.
The kid's, like, 12 or, I don't know, the kid's way too old. And he's like, that wasn't a real kiss. Give me a real kiss. And
did
then he
said,
yes.
Did
it's
Kraft say that to Brady? Do you know? Is it, like, a repeated behavior?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
They made out after the Super Bowl. Did we not see? Yeah, like there's something weird's going on there.
It's a big kissing
endings.
Oh, look. I'm wondering if I could check my fantasy team.
What do I get?
Yeah, he was traffic.
Jack,
everything
comes
to cost. Was that on his mouth or was that his cheek?
A second kiss shared by father and son prompted tweets from viewers using words like
That's weird. Okay, that's fucking
what the hell is that?
Wow.
He's lucky.
How did I miss this?
I think at a certain age, it's like, okay, you can kiss him on the cheek, you can give him a hug, you know.
You grab his penis, but after 12.
He made him come back to give him a longer kiss. Like, it's so creepy.
While he's
While he's naked, yeah.
That's like...
Is it weird that I have an erection right now? Is that strange?
Sure, he did.
I'm just impressed the little desk boy.
I'm just confused right now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
sorry. I just had to discuss
that. That was really weird. I don't know how I didn't see that.
I've seen that video. And
maybe don't kiss your son.
Thank you.
Dance.
Welcome.
I mean,
anytime
pussies
disturbed.
As come on. A proper handshake is just fine. I think we got time for one more quick one. We got a lady's choice. Is there anything one that you guys want to do?
I didn't read the email.
After that.
Thanks, Angela. Now all I'm thinking about is Tom Brady getting arrested for child molesting.
Aaron is here. This is a good one.
Oh, this is good, yes.
Yes.
Why couples are demanding dating prenups.
Oh, God.
So this was in the New York Post. They did a whole long thing specifically about one couple and like what they're doing. But more couples are drafting up dating prenups within the first few weeks of them dating. And it outlines rules. And a lot of them are pretty petty, like doing dishes or how many times you can call or text or massages every week, like little things like that. A lot of control-loving New York couples are jumping on board with prenups. For dating, they lay out everything from sex goals to off limits, fighting strategies to non-negotiable personal quirks. Some people are against it because they feel like that takes all the romance out of it. Others say it's a great idea because it puts everything out on the table right away. Aaron, what say you?
All right. Right off the bat, I think that's taking it to the extreme level. Now, there's a good way to do things in the beginning. I try to tell people one of the biggest mistakes in dating is we're not communicating early on how we feel about texting and calling. Like, that's like a huge thing. If someone hates texting, like, tell them. And the other person hates the phone, you've got to compromise. But talking about it saves all those hours of, like, overanalyzing and asking your girlfriends, like, how come he didn't reply?
Yeah.
But I saw him online. So I tell people to communicate about some things in the beginning, but to jump ahead and start talking about dishes and how many massages and who's paying for what, when, and how many times a week we're doing this, it just takes out romance and fun. And it shows us how, like, set in our ways we've become.
Yes.
Why don't we go with the flow a little bit, people? Mm-hmm. That's disturbing, guys.
Or even, Angela, just like having a conversation with someone in the moment. If something makes you unhappy or you want something,
yes.
Why are we so afraid to just tell people how we feel?
Well, I'm not. But,
you're certainly
but
not.
I'm also single, so that could be the problem. But, I just find that really weird. I feel like we're molding. Instead of, like, meeting someone that we actually genuinely like and we can live with all of their things, we're trying to mold someone to be exactly what we're looking for. And then it's like, is anything even real at that point?
I think it's an Ralph? Age thing, too. I don't think a 20-year-old would ever think to do that. But as we get older, we're like, I've learned from all my experiences. And these are the red flags. And
yeah.
This is what I do wrong. And this is what my ex did.
Did they say the average age of the people looking for these prenups?
Well, the people that they profiled were late 40s.
That's, I'm telling you.
That wasn't the overall. But yeah, but that does go into the category. Well, I've learned this.
When you date these young girls.
I can mold them to whatever I want because I have a dominating personality.
Yeah, but I'm saying you naturally mold them without
having
to write
it. I mean, look, the bottom line is everyone ever always wants, especially the fixer-upper man is what every woman in the world, not every, but a lot of women love to do. It's like, I can change him. Is it something you've heard your whole life? That's part of dating. But again, I'm a big advocate of communication. I'm such an open book, and I'm surprised that it's older people, because I feel like, you know, we've raised, not me because I have no kids, but people my age, 50 and around that age, that have children, have raised generation of idiots and that have safe spaces, and if things don't go their way, they don't know how to handle it. And microaggressions, to me, this is a logical continuation of that. I can't have an actual discussion because I'm afraid of confrontation, so let's write up a little script so neither one of us have to get uncomfortable.
But I think there should be a middle ground.
And Aaron, I'm curious, what about couples who go to therapy before they're even married? Do you think that that's a good thing?
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
No, they're actually, everybody's trying to like be proactive to stop everything from coming, and it ends up just stirring up a lot
of drama.
It's
like that last story, they tried to stop the guy from coming.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, I believe in couples therapy, but I believe in couples therapy when there's problems and, like, down the road. Don't assume there's going to be them, so let's jump ahead of the game.
And as
I think there's a lot of that. I think it's a lot of preemptive strikes now, at least it seems.
Exactly.
I know a lot of people that are not married and that even have not been dating that long that do this. And I don't even know there was a problem. But
I think this move is.
As you get older, you get more specific. Like that's what it is.
Preemptive.
Yeah. The analogy I've often given is when I was 16, I'd go to a deli and say, give me a turkey sandwich. And now that I'm 50, it's like, use the multigrain bread, use the Dijon mustard, don't toast it that much, just because you know what you like.
You know,
you've learned
from
your mistakes. But the truth is, you should vet people better, go on dates, and see. I know red flags right away. If I see something, I'm like, okay, that's not going to work for me. I just know. And you bail out early.
Yeah.
I'm still thinking about Tom Brady kissing his son. I hate you for that.
A turkey sandwich.
No. It's like Pavlov's dog with her when you mentioned a turkey sandwich. You guys, this was wonderful. Let's go down the table real quick and get some last-minute plugs. Prescriptions.
All right, follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton and my show, The SDR Show, on Gas Digital Network that I'm the owner of. We get a couple hundred thousand listeners. We were in top 50 of iTunes Comedy last year. And Dane Cook is on this week, as we said. And Gas Digital Network has 20 shows. Dee Snider, Andrew Dice Clay did a season with us. We have middleweight champion Michael Bisping, and it's growing exponentially. You've done the show now twice. You have not done
me
it
too.
Once.
I'm always like bartending whenever I've been in.
It's every Wednesday night live at The SDR Show. com and at The SDR Show everywhere.
Check it out, or we will punch you in the face. Aaron, what do you got?
Check out my website. I'm Aaron Davis Wingwoman. It's AaronDavisWW.com. I'm also the host of Bubby's Know Best. Tonight is ladies' night. Don't forget, 8 p.m. on JLTV.
Out.
I do stand-up at Gotham once a month, so I'll be there in March. Not sure which dates yet. But yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angela. What do you got?
Check me out on the Pressman Hour, Radio Misfits podcast network. And we're doing the big show in South Jersey, March 22nd with the In Hot Water guys. It'll be a good time raising money for Gino's, dead aunt. Yeah. And what else? Oh, if you're getting married, hit me up. I'm a photographer. I'm your girl.
I went to college with Stacey, by the way.
Yeah, she told me before. She loves you.
That's good. I'm a very good person.
Yeah.
She did use the air quotes when she said
that. She doesn't really like the best people, but she said she loves you.
That tracks. That tracks.
Well, and before we go to your PSA, do you know, I think I spent more time with your boyfriend this weekend than I have with you throughout the entire week. I don't know what it was, but he was on every fucking show. Okay. He's got this credit card commercial now.
Okay,
and-
but also there is an AT&T commercial with his doppelganger. It's not him. Gino texted me. It's not my boyfriend.
It's the other guy in that commercial, though.
It's the other guy in the Discover commercial with my boyfriend. But I love when people tell me when they've seen it, because then my boyfriend gets more money.
Awesome.
I don't understand the point, though, is because in every single one of those commercials, they're calling someone that is not them but looks exactly like them. But I don't understand. What's the message there?
We're talking about it, aren't we?
That's it. That's
advertising 101.
What have you done, American Express?
I prefer to call them Amex. I'm in the club. Let's go to the graphics and then summit for it. Yeah, you haven't even thought about it.
The more you, Joe.
You really are orange in that picture.
I'm really happy the Oscars are over, so we don't have to talk about it anymore.
I want to talk about it tomorrow. Thank you.
That's
your PSA? Really good Lord.
Hey.